Hello, and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are off air,
right? Hello, everyone. No, we're on air, Reddit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Where is that? Where is he?
I don't know. Johnny will be fashionably late. Professionally late is in, especially after the... Especially after the whole election coverage.
Yeah.
So.
I think they're trying to get in.
I would hope. Especially when you and Blackwood have something very big to announce, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, and I cannot wait.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Right. He is responding to my Facebook right now. He is trying to get in.
I hope that Blog Talk Radio is not acting as if it's a child.
I really hope it's not for his sake or Blog Talk Radio's sake, and the fact that we...
Or it could be just something going on with their system. Their Blog Talk Radio has its faults. So, I would hope that it's getting itself, they're getting stuff along, coming along, or something. For our sake, and for everyone else's on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, so, yeah. And, I mean, until they get the
Cells together.
I don't know. It's not letting him call in. So, I guess, what do we do?
I guess we just
What do we do, Pinky? I guess we go on. The Red Hood and Pink Hood show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I swear.
It could be worse. So.
It could be worse. We have... Well, I have something to announce.
Yes, you do.
I have something to announce, which is I am running for president against this damn bastard we call Trump. Why? Because somebody should do it. I'm going to do it.
Why not you?
I'm going to do it. And on Wednesday, hopefully, when... Oh, today is Wednesday. On Monday, as we go through the Democratic convention, it's going to be rather interesting. So, yes, the fact that the partisanship at the GOP... The democratic values go missing. Why? Because, well, the Washington Post, who
You know, frankly, it scares me. Like, all these people are going up and saying, oh, yes, we support Donald Trump. We support Donald Trump. We're going to throw everything behind it. Yet, so, there are some people who, you know, don't want, you know,
Trump.
House Speaker Paul. Yeah, I mean, all of these guys don't want Trump in. But yet,
of course,
it's just if you don't, you know, if you don't vote for me,
watch
then
him
fuck
in.
It. You know, but yet,
right.
The fact is that, that's not the message that the GOP wants to send to this year. And some loudly booed McConnell's message. I mean, McConnell was there, and he came on stage, and he listed bill after bill, the cybersecurity bill, the highway bill, the this bill, the that, the keep your hands off Trump bill, which they're trying to enact currently, but really they're not. And then, you know, if the dog gets into the care, McConnell did not work out. Why? Well, because then it was Ryan's turn. Ryan, you know, said, I, you know, throw my support behind. And then Melania came up last night and broke the Twitterverse. Why? Because she said, give me a break, give me a break, break me off of that piece of that Kit Kat bar. And Joe went live from New York that Saturday. And then she was just off stage. But before she was ripped off stage, the speechwriter got away with two or three lines that was basically from Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
The current first lady. In 2008.
Yes.
You know, I just don't understand that. Do you?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I mean, I don't understand how she could be. Oh, yes, because she has a first grade education, doesn't know how to write.
Right. No, it's called plagiarism.
It's called plagiarism. You know. Oh, I wrote it myself.
Plagiarism.
So if you wrote it yourself.
No, you didn't. It's called. No.
If you wrote
wait,
it yourself,
wait,
where was that?
Did she. No. Even better. Did she look on YouTube and go, what's good? What's good? What? Ooh, would that be good? Maybe.
Did you basically say, oh, yes, I'm going to.
You're going to what?
I'm going to copy everybody's speech. I'm going to even copy Churchill's speech. And
that won't work.
You know, we will fight them on the land, on the air, on the pages of the published print. We'll fight them. We'll fight them. We'll fight them here. We'll fight them there. Wait a second. Are you talking? Now trotting out Dr. Seuss. We'll fight them here. We'll fight them there. We'll fight them anywhere.
We'll fight them anywhere.
Yes, we will fight them anywhere. We will fight them on the land, on the sea, in the air.
Sea, by plane.
What?
Faces.
Yes, we'll fight them in space.
Rainbow
we'll fight them in yes, we will fight them. We will fight them now. We will fight them then. We will fight them in the past. We will fight them in the future. We will fight them as a felony. Wait a second. Who's with me? I am! So the rest of the Trump family who are, you know, who are stupid people. You know.
Right.
We will fight them! We will fight them and we will fight
we'll
them
fight
more!
Them too.
We will fight them tooth and nail! We will fight them! Tooth and grin. We will fight them Now we're here. We will fight them here and there. Bash them in like sausage pins.
Mm.
Wait, what? Does any of this make sense?
Mm.
You know.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. We will fight them, Ms. McConnell's head. Wait. Now you're
sure
talking.
You will.
Sure you will. Okay. We will fight them even better with Chris Christie's head. Wait a second. Chris Christie's like, I'm not, no, I'm not here. You know, and
yet,
they have savagely attacked Hillary Clinton, encouraged them to pronounce her guilty on several alleged wrongs and locking her up. And why would they want to lock her up when the email thing has been cleared?
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. But we'll get to her later in the show.
We'll get to that.
What do we have for the first segment? Pinky.
It's all about Mr. Trump. Yes, it's all about Trump.
Second segment.
Trump is not Trump. Wow, we've been talking about Trump way too much. So
yes.
There is a group in the UK coming out and making emojis that feature different abilities, I think that if it shows and promotes, if it portrays people right or correctly as much as it can be, and to help people come together, I'm all for it. My question is, how are they going to go about this? How are they going to go about making sure that everyone who's included, or everyone's ability is included, or different ability?
I mean, the thing is, it's about emojis, right? It's about disabled emojis, right? I think that in terms of emojis and the range of abilities, they should have every range of emoji in the world on that. I mean, the fact that, you know...
And definitely not the stereotypes of them either. Because I understand invisible disabilities will be hard to do, but...
Invisible what? ADHD? They can't do ADHD.
Can't really show autism either. So they're leaving.
No. Of course you can.
What about the puzzle pieces?
Okay.
Boom. Boom.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. Because there's so many disabilities, how can they include everyone, too?
I mean, you know, we can. You can do ADHD as a person running around doing 5 laps and running around like he's high. You know, Asperger's, you can have somebody
who has brilliant ideas with a light bulb. You know,
right.
There are plenty, although this is a satire. Yeah, of course. You know, there is. I think that it's one of those things that I think, you know, they go,
idea.
A disabled
yes.
feet, yeah, it's great, but they go for all the perilous, and it's great.
Right.
But, you know, show some respect for invisible disabilities too.
Yeah.
Show some respect. It's not all about the things you can actually see. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Come on. Ready? Oh, yes, I can see this.
Good?
I can... You know...
You could see, actually.
What?
It's like, so
I
you
don't...
can see one thing, but you can't necessarily see... But you can't see other disabilities, too. It becomes a very slippery slope when you're saying, I want to have X disability featured. Okay, but what about how many others? Not to mention, how many other people have those disabilities and go, I really wish I was accepted. Really wish I had and include it. It's meant to help people, not do
not like knock them down. Like oh,
the opposite
stupid,
of
like, oh.
Right. It's not the opposite. You know,
build them up.
Want some respect.
But
it's
you
kind
know,
of crazy.
It's a great thing. It just makes no sense not to encourage ADHD, even if it's an emoji wearing a T-shirt says ADHD. You know. It
right.
should be recognized. You know. So then, and this is great, and we support Scope in the fact that, you know, they have these emojis. Go download these emojis. They're fantastic. Go download them, you know, and share them all across the universe. And
great.
Do stuff with them. But now we go from emojis to people being treated like second class citizens in the UK with disabilities,
which is horrible.
Why?
And sickening.
It makes me revoltingly sick. It makes me revoltingly sick. You know, the House of Lords have reported in March when it said disabled people were an afterthought to the government. Really? Wait a second. People with disabilities are an afterstatement.
Okay.
That shows some.
But, you know, Chairman David Isaac called for stronger legislation, more focus on improving disabled access. Damn fucking straight. Thousands of disabled people
yeah.
were not still being treated as legal citizens, he said, and every day, non-disabled people take for granted such things as being able to access transport, housing, restaurants, theaters, and all sporting events are still being denied. Taxi driverways. Senator Miller, a writer with visual impairment, told the BBC of her experience trying to get a black cab in London, which should be accessible to disabled people by law. You can quote the Equality Act in 2010, all you like, but still people can drive away, and there's no enforcing it. Which I say...
That's bullshit.
The fuck? You know, you have, you know, the commission... Now, the good news is that the commission has a new national focus on disability rights, and the Equality Act is to be strengthened for more access, transport, and housing representation for people with disabilities. And also the success of government having failed to implement, not impale, they'll be wrong, impale? No, not impale. to implement rights for disability people in full, and now it's time to move forward, to Mr. Isaac. Businesses also have a large part to play in improving accessibility. The government was still determined to ensure that the disabled people live free from discrimination, is investing more than $115 million to support disabled people into working and accessing public improvements. There's more work to be done. Why do they say there's more work to be done? There's always more work to be done.
Right. It's like, come on. Really?
Come
on. Have to think about that, too. Can't just go... Like, come on. You're really crazy.
Come on.
Are you sure?
Come on.
Are you really, really sure?
It's like, are you sure now? Are you sure now? How about now? Now? What about now? Maybe now. What about now? Right now?
Right.
How about now? And we're still waiting. You know, it's...
Waiting.
And now!
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now. Now!
Right!
No, not now. Now! Wait! No. Wait for it.
No!
Now!
No!
Damn.
Even the Pokemon Go service takes shorter than this. They're crashing
half
the time.
Right.
Mhm.
Yeah. It worked that totally. Just worked that in there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
What about now? Now? What about now? Now? What about now? No, we're still waiting.
It's like
now.
No, later.
No, wait. Fuck it. You know. But yet, taxis drive away. You know, come on.
It's like really, really now.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to do that. You know, build better stuff. Do better things. Non-disabled people don't get this. I have enough trouble, you know, translating to my friends. Look, I have a disability. No, you don't. Yes, I do. You know.
Whoops.
Yes,
it's a come on.
So now.
It's a come on, please.
Come on. Let's move it.
You can get on my iPad.
Yeah, moving on. Move on. Now, you now have the national disability coverage, or now national coverage of everything. So as we know, the Republican National Convention kicked off in Cleveland, of all states. In the day three, you know, you have running, you know, it's happening now, as in now. Yes, we mean now. Now.
And I guess we're having a short bit episode, Red Hood, because I think we should say that when Black Hood's able to be here too.
Yes, next Monday we will. Yes, please. Next Monday we'll be able to further tell you how we have
been
beating the Trumps. Yes. So. I guess this is a 30-minute episode tonight.
Stay cool.
We will talk to you.
Short bit.
Yeah. So, we will see you on Monday. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Night.